First Snow, written by Sarah Case Mamika, illustrated by Swampin Debnath. Doug watched in amazement. He couldn't make a single sound as he saw the snow gently falling, floating softly to the ground. He stared with eyes wide open at a sight he'd never seen before. Then he shouted, "Mom, I'm going outside," as he raced toward the door. She said, "No, wait, you'll catch a cold. You must bundle up real warm. You must put on hat and mittens before going out in the storm." So he rushed to the closet and got all his winter clothes out, including boots for his feet. He'd stay warm without a doubt. But what a hassle, what a job to get all that heavy stuff on. Would it still be snowing, or would it all be gone? He was in such a hurry that his coat he couldn't zip. No matter how hard he pulled, it wouldn't budge a single inch. And his boots must have shrunk. They seemed so very, very tight. He tugged and tugged and tugged and pulled with all his might. He'd never get outside, never feel the snow coming down. He thought of all the fun he'd miss, and his smile became a frown. But Mom came to his rescue. His coat she calmly zipped, made sure his boots were straight, and on with ease they slipped. Fully dressed, he ran outside, and yes, it was still snowing. The ground was turning white while the wind was softly blowing. As he looked up to the sky and watched the snow drifting down, it all seemed so magical. All he could say was, "Wow." The cool flakes fell upon his face as if by a tiny feather it'd been brushed. He tried to catch them with his tongue, but they melted as they touched. The snow came down so softly, floating gently to the ground, until everything was white, and walking made a crunching sound. Other kids were coming out and playing in the snow, shouting, shrieking, having fun, making snowballs to throw. Their parents came to watch them as they were romping all about, enjoying their happy laughter and listening to them gleefully shout. Then the kids started lying down right into the glistening snow. Doug wondered what they were doing. He simply did not know. Their arms and legs were waving quickly up and down, and when they stood up at last, it looked like angels all around. Doug wished with all his might that he could share this with his dad, but he was in the Navy far away, which made Doug feel so sad. Then he had a great idea of how to have a snowball fight with Dad. He could freeze them for later. His dad would be so glad. So in the freezer, snowballs went as many as he could fit. He made them big. He made them small. They were going to be such a hit. When Dad's ship came home months later, there was no snow upon the ground. The sun was out, the weather warm, with green grass all around. But the snowballs were still waiting in the freezer where they were stored, just waiting for his dad to get from his ship off board. Doug was so excited. For his dad, he searched and scouted. But there were so many sailors. Then, "Here he comes," he shouted. Dad scooped him up into his arms and held him oh so tight. Dad was home, Dad was home. Now everything seemed right. A few days after Dad got home, Doug got the snowballs out, ready for that snowball fight, ready to toss and shout. But they weren't snowballs anymore. They were frozen hard as rock. Doug's plans quickly melted. It was such a disappointing shock. Oh no, it can't be so. It was my big surprise. Now everything is ruined. But his dad heard his cries. He said, "What a great idea. How much fun it'll be to toss these frozen balls about. We can try to hit a tree." So outside they went into the heat with frozen balls in a pail. They threw and threw and threw some more. Now that was fun full scale. They laughed and played and laughed some more, until alas, the balls were gone and the rain began to pour. They rushed inside exhausted, but with smiles on their face. Nowhere else they'd rather be, not any other single place. It may not have been exactly the day that Doug had planned, but it worked out just the same. The day had been just grand.